and welcome to this exclusive segment that we record right after the podcast. We've been chatting for a little bit here, and we decided to finally get into it. So all this is basically I'm just going to ask Christian a question, and it's for buyer's ears only. So let's get into it. So I have a few written out here. I'm trying to think of the best one to pick, but I usually like to get very magic specific with these. So I guess I've been asking a lot about this, but what do you think is the one of the most versatile slights? What's one of your most versatile slights that you enjoy to use?
Interesting. I think it has to be culling.
Oh, I've heard that before.
Yeah, I mean, and I probably wouldn't normally jump straight to that, but I recently was, you know, compiling some of the content that I'm about to put in my membership, and I realized there's this common bridge through a lot of the effects, not like serious culling, you know, but maybe just one or two cards or four of a kind sort of thing. And I realized just how much I use it and how versatile it is and how important it is as a control. You know, there's so many different ways to use a cull. So that's probably is the most frequent slight that I use while improvising as well. I think it's probably one of the best tools to be able to control cards in real time, secretly, you know. So yeah,
culling. What would you say is the best method? Where would you say people can go to learn? Obviously, right, yourself.
There's absolutely no shadow of a doubt. Costa Kimlat, his Roadrunner Cull DVD. I think he did two DVDs, but they are absolutely fantastic. And that's where I've really, you know, found a deeper appreciation for the cull.
How do you spell that?
Oh, now that's even more difficult. if I'm correct, I think it's Kosta. I think his first name is Costa. And then Kimlat, this is where it all crumbles. And I get an angry email from him. Have you found him?
Yeah.
You can spell it out for everyone.
I think it's Kosta. Oh, yeah. Okay. Of course. I know.
Oh, it was Y-A. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Phenomenal. But yeah, I it's funny you asked that question because I was thinking about that recently. I have a massive board and I've listed all, you know, a year and a half's worth of membership, future membership stuff. Mm. And I've been highlighting certain things that cross over, you know, in this one I use a Classic Force and over here in this I use Classic Force. And so I think these two items need to go in the same month, you know, so I'm compiling things just by looking at them on the board. And then I just realized how, like, over half of the stuff at some point or another involves a cull, you know. So I just thought, wow, okay, that's so interesting. I hadn't really given it the thought before, but that's the overarching thing.
Get culling. Yeah. Who did I hear the same thing from? I think it was from, I can't remember now. I think it was from, Steve Faulkner, who does Real Magic.
Yeah.
He said the same thing about the cull.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's so versatile.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. Well, perfect.
Any more questions? Or is it just the one?
That's it.
Just the
one. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, well, I've had a blast. Thank you.
Unless you have more that you want to say.
I think that answers your question very specifically. I'm as we mentioned the podcast, I'm in love with the Classic Force. I think that's also, if you can make that feel as innocent as possible, then of course that's kind of like foundation for a miracle within card magic. Because if your audience really feels as though they've taken any card and that card disappears and appears on the other side of the window, then it's the actual inner knowing. It's them knowing that they could have had any card that makes the effect special. And when you nail that, when you get that as good as Benji does it on you, then of course you're doing really strong magic, very quick, you know, powerful magic, I think, within card magic, of course, not taking yourself too seriously with it, but you get what I mean when I say miracle level. I don't mean actual miracles. I just mean strong, clear, beautiful effect. You know, like really good, good magic. So yeah, classic force and culling are my two favorite things, I'd say, at this point.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time. We'll end that exclusive segment here.
Wicked. Thank you so much for having me on. It's been great, Jacob. Cheers, mate.